you give them attention. You look, you touch. And when you give attention, don't use them as a means to an end or some kind of self-story around it and say, look at me, I'm such and such an age and all I can afford is this little table. Or the opposite, look how big my table is. Not that kind of attention. No, pure simply to give something an attention without self, just attention, acknowledge its being. Look at it, touch it, pick it up, see it. Oh. Immediately when you give something attention, a gratefulness comes with that, an aliveness. That's abundance. That's true. And then, because it's the depth of abundance, that is abundant life. Ultimately, you're getting in touch with that which is beyond form in you. And then the forms in your life are little addings on, icing on the cake. Not necessary, but quite nice when they come. And not that bad when they go. That's the play of form, the dance of form. And that dance, as you leave here, continues. You step out of here, and the dance of your life and the forms of your life continues. Why not participate in it? It's not deadly serious when you don't need this to be in a certain way anymore. Just play with the things of your life and give attention to this. Just what is. And there is a depth in what is that's deeper than the form. And that really gives the form its beauty, its aliveness. The depth is in you. Yes to what is connects you with that depth. It seems so simple. How can that be? The inner yes to what is connects you with that depth in you. Oh, that is where you and the one life, the one consciousness that we could call God, are one. No separation. Formless form. You are the bridge. Your home is the formless. But for a little while, you move between the form and the formless. But you need to come to an acceptance of the forms in the now. Even if they appear limiting, accept first and then see what happens. Then they change. Accept first, no matter how limiting it seems. The ultimate limitation is the cross, the crucifixion. The cross, how can one accept being crucified to a cross? Can't accept that. But this being that is you, ultimately, each one of you, accepted the most extreme form of limitation, torture instrument, the cross, the torture instrument. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will, whose will? The one. The will of the one that brought this event about. And the torture instrument suddenly became a symbol for the divine. And you don't need to be a Christian to understand that. Most Christians have a limited understanding of what that means. The torture instrument suddenly becomes an opening and becomes a symbol for the divine. They are one. The greatest limitation, when totally accepted, becomes the opening. So if there's still suffering in your life, and if there's acute suffering in your life, the greatest limitation can become the opening. But it may be that you don't need that much suffering anymore. You've had enough. There's nothing you need to remember. Let's be still a moment and simply allow this moment to be. Be. Thank you.